Father, we thank you so much in the name of Jesus, and thank you how you care for us, Lord. Thank you, you've drawn us this morning. God, thank you that you've prepared this meal, and Lord, it's going to be good. We're thankful. We're looking to you, and God, you always do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, and God, help us to not be distracted. Lord, help us to tend upon the things of the Lord right now. God, take this, Lord, and open our hearts with this, and Lord, just feast into our heart the wondrous love of Christ. God, let us grow in it. Let us rejoice in it. Let us, again, see more and more of the beauty of Jesus. How wonderful it is and what a privilege it is to yield to God. How it just continues to bring the better and the better and the better in our lives. Lord, we know that this is true because the Bible tells us so. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to 2 Kings chapter 5. And that's 2 Kings chapter 5. And this precious story has been on my heart for quite some time. And I'm thankful to God. He's just breaking it forth today, and we're going to trust him. But reading from the first verse of chapter 5 of 2 Kings, it says, "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, 'Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy.' And one went in and told his lord, saying, 'Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel.' And the king of Syria said, 'Go to, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel.' And he departed, and he took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, 'Now, when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy.' And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, and he rent his clothes and said, 'Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man descend unto me to recover a man of leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeks a quarrel against me.'" Isn't that something? We can perceive a lot of things in our stupid little minds. Never mind, that's not part of the lesson today, but let it be a lesson to you now. There you go. That's our battle through our whole life, isn't it? Let's just be honest. Unbelief. "And it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, 'Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes?'" Aren't we thankful we got a man of God here? "Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." Thank you, Jesus. "So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot." And here we go. Really, we're honing in right now into what we're talking about today. "So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, 'Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean.'" That's pretty simple. Wonderful. He just came out there, told him exactly what it was, what it is. But look at how this man responds. "But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, 'Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me,'" meaning the prophet, "'and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?' So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, 'My father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldst thou have not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, wash and be clean?' Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it comforting to read the word of the Lord? And isn't it more comforting to believe the word of the Lord? And how much is here? What a gem. It's incredible. But today, I want you to think about this Naaman. He's a man of valor. The Lord had used him to deliver Syria. He believed and was sent and went that the God of Israel could heal him. And we read that the healing was right there. It was right there. The promise was right in his hands. But his own pride and his stubbornness almost caused him to miss it. It did. Praise be to God for some that were encouraged of the word of the Lord to go get him. And not just to cast him off and say, well, the fool, if he's going to do that, just let him go. No. They loved him and they said, now come on. You're wrong. Listen to the word of the Lord. Don't be discouraged. Listen to the simplicity of the message. Get over yourself and get in the Jordan. And that word Jordan is so simple. You know what it means? Get down. Get lowly. Quit thinking more highly of yourself than ye ought. He must increase, and you and me, we must decrease. Amen. And this is what this is. But my goodness, his pride, his stubbornness almost caused him to miss it. And I thought, man, that's crazy. That's just like me. I'll get in the front of the line. Well, Lord, I thought it had to be this way. I've seen it done this way. I want it done that way. But God ain't going to do it that way. I'm going to tell you something right now. He never going to do it that way. Because my thoughts aren't his thoughts and my ways are not his ways. And what I'm really praying today and what I've been praying for my own life, and it's getting exciting, but Lord, let it be real. Let it be of sincerity. God, cause us to want you to do it your way. Cause us to want you to do it the exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think way. Amen? Because your way is right, your way is best, and your way, praise be to God, is always pleasing to the Father. Always pleasing to the Father. It can't help but be, because that's what Jesus is. I read this, and it flashes this neon light to me as well. So many things flash. But don't put God in a box. Don't put God in a box. Brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord tells us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Praise God. See, he's the author, he's the orchestrator, he's the maestro, he's the musician. Praise be to God, all I want to be is an instrument. Bring us together, bring us in harmony, play your song on us. Play that beautiful treasure in the earthen vessel. Hallelujah. I love him. But I'll tell you what, we better listen to this. Because very seldom, and I almost can't think of it, but I won't say never, but I'll say seldom, will you ever see God do the same thing twice. I mean, this is the God that never even makes two snowflakes alike. Can you imagine that? And they know it. And yet they still don't believe in God. Trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions. You couldn't even put a number on how many snowflakes have fallen on this planet. And they know, matter of fact, there have never been two alike. That's my God. Ain't he awesome? I love it. But that's who he is and that's what he does. And he always does it too. Remember this. The way you never expected. He loves it that way. I tell him often, well, you're just showing off again. That's because he's just so mighty. That's what he is. He does it the way I never expected. He does it so exceeding abundantly. I'm not saying that there isn't hurt, sorrow, pain, and all of those things while we are waiting, but we know that He's the God that does all things well. We know that He's the God that does all things right. We know that He's the God that said to you and to you and to you and to you and to me that I will perfect that which concerns you. And let me tell you something, perfection to God, a completion, my goodness, it's going to take all of eternity and then some to really understand that one. And that's with a body like unto His own glorious body. That's with a mind, my goodness, just like His. And yet it will still never be exhausted. That's what's so incredible. The exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness to us for all the eternities to come. Because it's the promise of God. Man, could it be today? Could my day be today? Praise God. Praise God. But you see, this man, Naaman, he wanted some great event. See, he showed up with his chariot and horses. I mean, he was an impressive guy. He had perfect attendance at church. Come on now. Give me a little. But you think about this. I know this just me. But he says, come on now, prophet. Come out and strike your chest. I don't know, whatever you're going to strike. Call on God. Rent the rocks. Let the wind blow. I got to see something mighty happen here. And all I could think is, my goodness, we make such a big ado about our flesh. I'm glad God has such a sense of humor. Because if He didn't, we wouldn't be here. Know it. And He loves us. And He's so patient. And I'm so thankful. But I think about, and brothers and sisters, don't get me wrong, I appreciate any of the sincerity, but we can get caught up into our flesh so quickly. We can get in what the Bible calls strange fire so fast, and that's just going off into our own emotion and our own fleshly feelings. I'm talking about like traveling healing shows and praise teams and things like prayer chains, and we can even get, I'll tell you what, we can get in our flesh about Bible colleges. Come on now. We know this. And God help us. Lord, let it just be real. Let it be You. Let You do this in us. What we need to be honest with, brothers and sisters, is it about you or is it about Him? Really, is your walk with God about you or is it about Him? If it's about you, you're still missing it. If it's about Him, you're flying. You're soaring. It couldn't be anything but when your mind is stayed upon Him. I'm telling you, He keeps you in perfect peace. And I like perfect peace. It's awesome. You fight the good fight of faith every moment of the day to stay in perfect peace. Yes, you do. Because our mind is so quickly to wander back to how I'm going to figure it out. And man, this don't feel right. Whoa. By faith. By faith. By faith. Amen. 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 Now, let me tell you something. When we pray, when you pray, all you want is virtue to come out of Him. It's all you want. I got to thinking about that sweet woman in the Word of God that had the issue of blood. You know, they had written her off. She had that thing for so long. She sought everything. Everything. And then Jesus was coming to town. The balm of Gilead had come. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, you know, a lot of people got excited about that. There were a throng. I mean, there were a lot of people out there. It was like a big old crowd rush. And I'm sure that there were ones that had brought up ones that were sick, and they had their teams with them and their groups with them and all this stuff. And, oh, we're going to get you into the front, and, you know, we've got more with us, and He's going to hear us more because we got more and this type of thing. And, whoa. And they pushed on Him. And He stopped. And He said, who touched me? And His disciples, they looked at Him and said, what do you mean, who touched you? Everybody's been groping at you and grabbing you. Virtue just came out of me. And there was this little thing all by herself. She wasn't with a group. They had written her off. And she was made whole like that. Now that's how Jesus does it. I'm so thankful that we can lift one another up in prayer. I really am. I'm so thankful that in sincerity we can come together and pray. It's wonderful. I'm so thankful too is the request in sincerity that even come through the internet to pray for people. It's wonderful. But brothers and sisters, I tell you something. The Word of God tells us to go unto Him without the camp. Oh my goodness. I don't want to be like those brothers that said, oh my goodness, we just saw Moses and Elijah and Jesus. We got to build a tabernacle to each one of them. Well, I'll tell you, God had to be real patient with them at that moment. He said, you knock that off. You stop that right now. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, and you hear Him. You hear Him. And it said that there was this cloud that was there. And when it lifted, Jesus was found alone. Listen to that. Jesus was found alone. See, we best quit depending upon anybody except Jesus. Do not put your confidence in man or any of man's organization. You don't do that. You put your confidence in Him. Praise God. I'm the Lord thy God. That's a very personal thing. And I healeth all your diseases. Of the body, of the mind, in your home. Oh, it might look hopeless. It might look like it's a wreck. Man may have told you, you better just check out of this right now because there is nothing that can be done. Perfect time for God. Perfect time. They've been there all the time. He's just been waiting for everybody to give it up. And it's the truth. Just like on Wednesday night. Men, surrender. Women, submit. Sounds like the same thing to me. And it is. Give it up. I'm so thankful to Jesus. You know, that I mentioned it, but it's becoming so real to my heart. You know, that slogan, let go and let God. Quit messing around letting go. Just let God. I don't have any strength to let go. I'm not kidding you. Just let God. Get to let God. He'll do all the letting go. That's how great He is. See, I start thinking, oh, I got to do this. You missed it. The glory just passed you by. I just get on my knees and say, Jesus, help me. And my goodness, I let go of everything. My hands just opened up. Isn't that amazing what just happened? Lift up holy hands, believing Him. He made these hands holy because of His holy hands, the holes in His hands. It's so deep. Oh, it's so deep, it says the Word is going to endure forever. It's the only thing. You got a Bible in your lap today, you should just hold that and go, oh my goodness, Lord, what is in here? I believe the Bible. I pray you believe the Bible. But I mean passionate believe the Bible. Fully by God's grace. The Word of the Lord is it. There's no other truth. This is my life. And again, not because I decided, but because He told me it is. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Don't you love to hear Him speak to you like that? You a child of God here today? He just spoke to you. That's yours. You can ignore it. You can act like whatever you want to act like, but that's a lie. That is a lie. The word of the Lord is true. It's tried, it's tested, it's it. And it's yours. Praise be to God. You know, I'm graced to be your pastor. I am. I'm thankful to God that I'm privileged to fellowship with brethren of like precious faith and that are running for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I'm thankful we pray one for another. And I'm thankful how the Lord, so many amazing things that God, again, sometimes gives me privy to just about being a pastor. And I was thankful to the Lord how there's, and I know there's more than that because God knows. But there's a couple brothers in this place that are, as the natural man, the doctors would say, they're nigh unto death. They are. But for God, they're goners. And they got sweet wives. And within about 2 weeks, they both come in. They weren't talking to each other, but here they come in the office. And those wives are despairing of their own life. Pastor, my husband doesn't want to do anything but trust the Lord. And I said, okay. And I understood. I mean, I got a wife, and I tell you what, thanks be to God, I know what love is. And, you know, that it's hard. It's not an easy thing. And I'm thankful to the Lord for His mind. I'm thankful for His wisdom. And I'm thankful that we can go to Him and counsel of Him, to reveal His perfect will. And so we prayed and sought the Lord and then heard the testimony of the Lord in those vessels that were being tried. And you know what? It was well. It was absolutely on the mark. But I'm here to tell you, whether it's that or whether God uses medicine or whether God uses a doctor, do you see the common pattern in that? God. He does it. And He's the only one that does it, brothers and sisters. And that's how He does it. Whether it's the dirty Jordan. Matter of fact, did you know it's a dirty river? It has lots of sediment in it all the time. This guy, what he was talking about, this rivers of Abana and Farfar, those are very pretty, beautiful, clean waters. But there's something about taking dirt and spitting in it and just putting it in your eye that he really likes. Shake you up a little bit about how he's going to do it. I'm sure that woman was a little shocked when she was starving there with her son. And the prophet came and he said, "Will you feed me first, honey?" "Well, I thought you were a man of God." I am. And I'm listening to God. And it might not be etiquette. Might not be polite. It might not be politically correct. Can you imagine that? But that's how they moved. And that's how beautiful it is. And oh, I'm so thankful about it. But the whole thing is it's all Him. I thank God for all these trials. I think about my sweet mom. You know, she'd been going through a test. Praise the Lord. Got these arteries in her neck completely clogged up. And I know, by God's grace, I know my sister in the Lord. Watched her a long time. And I know that she wanted to just be completely shut up to God. She's a quiet lady. And just to be silent and trust Jesus. But I'm thankful to God that God said, "That's right, Nancy. But we're going to do it this way." And I know it wasn't easy for her. But I'll always remember that phone call. "Honey, God's going to use the doctor. And God has told me to call for the elders. And here we come down. Was about a week and a half ago we prayed together and all that. Well, she's sitting back there, and thanks be to God, she's never looked better. They put some 4-inch scar right on her neck, you know, just all the way down. And I'm telling you right now, you'd be hard-pressed to find it. Hallelujah! See, that's how God does it. Don't you put him, you're going to do it this way or this way. Quit of yourself. Put your expectation in him. It's far better. You're talking about a peace that passes all understanding. We live in exciting times. This is so wonderful. We're being challenged. So, man, I'll tell you what, they've been able to do a lot of things. We got all this technology. You don't even have to think no more. The computer does it for you. No, God does it for you. And you better know that. Oh, my goodness. What a delight. What a delight, brothers and sisters. I'll wrap it up right here. Name and believe God. Listen to that. Name and believe God. He wrestled with it. He didn't want to. Thanks be to God, there were some that went after him. But at the end of it, he believed God and he was saved. And that's the simplicity of it all. Believe God. Believe God. See, so many believe somehow that their salvation or their walk with God must be some type of a show. It's not a show. It's nothing, even remotely a show. All God is looking for is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He just wants you to be sincere. He just says, come unto me. We're going to have lunch. Whatever we're going to do. You just got to come down. I'm going to feed you. Don't need a show. You don't need to tell me what you did or what you didn't do. Come boldly. Listen to the word here. Listen to the word. The messenger has come, and we've heard it. If he would have told you some great thing, wouldn't you believe it? How much more than this he saith unto you? And think what he said unto you today. Exceeding great and precious promises. Exceeding great and precious promises. And it's all ours. And the word of God tells you, believe it. Absolute assurance, brothers and sisters. Absolute insurance. And he tells us, you want healing? You want a washing? You want to go down and cross over? That's all at the Jordan when you get low. Into the promises of God. Let's get on down. Amen. Let's just get on down. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you and just praise you. The simplicity of the gospel of Christ. And that's just, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. God, help us to believe that, that you just love us. Thank you for this word. Lord, it works effectually in them that believe it. God, help all of our unbelief here today. Let's draw nigh in full assurance of faith, believing God. There's something affecting everyone here this morning. We are pressed on all sides. We know that. You told us, Lord. But you also said, don't think it strange, these fiery trials that have come. These are the before-ordained good works that ye should walk therein. Now, we're going through a promised land, praise God. And, yep, there's giants in the land. But, Lord, you've already taken care of them. Help the families here today. Help the children. Help the adults, Lord God. Help us to come boldly today to the throne of grace, believing you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.